Okay, the first order of business is to call this meeting to order, July 22nd, 2009. Mr. Smith, this is the special call commission meeting. Mr. Smith, I believe you have a statement to make.
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Public notice of this meeting containing all items on the proposed agenda has been filed in the office of the Secretary of State as required by Chapter 551 Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act. I would like for this fact to be noted in the official record of this meeting. We are in formal commission meeting mode now. I think we can count the number of non-Parks and Wildlife employees on three, maybe four fingers that are in the audience, so I'm going to dispense with my normal discussion of rules of conduct, as I don't think Mike Leggett or Kirby Brown needs to be told to
Kirby might
turn
be
off
a problem.
Their blackberries. So I think they know the drill. Only thing I will say for anybody who wants to speak on a particular matter, make sure that you sign up outside and you'll have an opportunity when called to come before the commission and speak your perspective for or against a particular item. And so with that, welcome. Delighted you're here with us on this July day. If you bring rain, you're always welcome here. So come back. Yeah, thanks, Chairman.
I'm glad the air conditioning is working. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Agenda item number two. Action, lawful means rule. I've got the right thing. Lawful means rule amendments, crossbow and laser sighting regulation, implementation of House Bill 968 and House Bill 1805, 81st Texas Legislature. Major David Sinclair, please make your presentation.
Good morning. Mr. Chairman,
in our books.
Sorry. Agenda item number
Major
two.
Major David Sinclair, Chief of Fisheries and Wildlife Enforcement. As you know, the session just recently ended, and there were a number of bills that were enacted, and a couple of those need action by you today. And one of those is the crossbow bill. The other is the laser sight for hunters with disabilities. Just for your information, the Government Code Chapter 2001 allows the Commission to adopt regulations before legislation is actually effective. You know, the Governor signed these bills, and the bills don't actually go into effect until September 1st, but you can go ahead and take action on those today if you so desire. Just to bring Commissioner Hughes and Commissioner Morin up to speed on the regulatory process, it's actually a nonstop process. We're always working on regulations. As a matter of fact, we're working on things right now for next year's hunting season. But the formal action starts in November. Staff will come before you and talk about possible changes for the next hunting and fishing year. And then at the January meeting, the staff will make those proposals to the commission. And at the and that goes to the Texas Register for the 30-day public comment period. And then at the March meeting, you have the opportunity to adopt those regulations, which would go into effect after September 1st. Now, you know, being here today, as you can see, is a little bit out of the norm, only it's that November, January, and March process. So we have these two special items we're here to talk to you about today. The first one I'll discuss is House Bill 968 by Chairman Homer. It relates to the use of crossbows for hunting deer and turkey. And the bill amended the stamp requirement for archery-only seasons for deer and turkey. If you'll recall, for years now, we've had a special October archery season where only lawful archery equipment and crossbows could be used. And for crossbow hunters, you had to have an upper limb disability to use a crossbow during that period of time. Well, this bill removed that upper limb disability, which allows now for the commission to adopt regulations where anyone can use the crossbow. The House Bill 968, it made it through the House when it got over to the Senate side. It was assigned to the Senate Ag and Rural Affairs Committee, which is chaired by Senator Estes. And when the bill was laid out, Senator Estes and others on that committee wanted to carve out Grayson County. Basically, the intent of this statute is to leave Grayson County just like it has been in the past. And that is that during that special October season, lawful archery, which includes longbow, recurve, and compound bow, and the crossbow with upper limb disability would be in effect. And during the general season, then it would be the lawful archery plus anyone could use a crossbow. And that was clearly the intent of the legislature to do that. But with this committee substitute, in a county that does not permit hunting with a firearm, a hunter may use a crossbow only if the hunter is a person with an upper limb disability and has a stamp. And when we first got to looking at that, we were like everyone else. We thought that it was going to only apply to the special October season, but it was, I think there's some unintended consequences there because it's going to apply to the general season in Grayson County, which would restrict hunters to upper limb disability. So we've looked at the statute very closely. We've been working with Senator Estes' office. We've been working with staff here, general counsel. And we've determined that this particular committee substitute does not address species specific. So it does not only apply to deer, but it applies to turkey and javelina. And those are the three species that are under this stamp law. And the turkey does have a firearm season in the spring. So with that in mind, the statute of this committee substitute is actually moot with regard to Grayson County, and you as commissioners will be able to adopt regulations to fulfill the intent of the statute. Again, currently the only person having an upper limb disability may use a crossbow to hunt deer and turkey during an archery-only season. And this was actually adopted by the commission last March, so we're here today to amend that to where anyone can use the crossbow. Staff proposes, first off, the crossbow, except for Grayson County, crossbows are lawful during archery-only seasons and any general open season. Staff proposes, and this is the exception, in Grayson County, no person may use a crossbow to hunt deer during the archery only October 3 through November 6th unless the person has an upper limb disability and has in their immediate possession a physician statement that certifies the extent of their disability. And also in Grayson County, any person may hunt deer by means of crossbow during the general open season, which is November the 7th through January the 3rd, and the requirements of Clause I of this subparagraph do not apply. Any questions about that?
The only person beside you, Major, that understands this probably Ralph.
It is a very complicated
issue. It is complicated. I can see what the unintended consequences create the problem, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Am I right that page 14 in the notebook has the proposed language in it?
It was the original language where we thought that we were going to be held to upper limb disability for both the special and the general. And then everything else should be correct. The language that is in your handout and is on the screen is basically what the new language will look like. That's what you'll be adopting.
And you might explain for our new commissioners why Grayson County is an exception. The other 253 counties.
Well, Grayson County for a number of years has been archery only. May have been since the beginning of time. And this last year there was a petition to allow firearms, and the commission ended up leaving the county just like it is. And Grayson County is in the district of Senator Estes, and so he wanted to just. For it to remain just like it's always been.
But I didn't realize, I guess, when we were as a commissioner voting on keeping it the way it was, that there's a spring rifle turkey season.
A shotgun.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think I remembered that, or maybe I never even knew it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. David, I want to make sure that Commissioner Duggan's question is answered. This what he's asking about on page 14 in the book, that language is what we are correcting here with the new language, right? Okay, Robert's nodding his head affirmatively. So
that is correct.
So if I'm understanding what's on the screen, we're saying that in Grayson County, during archery season, you may only use a crossbow if you have a certified disability, but we will permit you to use a crossbow during regular season without the disability?
That is correct. And that's the way it's been in the past.
When the bill was written, there was an interpretation that actually the right to use a crossbow during the general season might have actually been taken away from all hunters except those who had an upper limb disability. That was not the intent of the legislation to take away that, but that was the initial interpretation of that. And so that's what you see reflected in your book. What David has gone back and done a lot of work on this, working with Ann Bright and others to make sure, and Clayton, that the intent of the legislation is actually fulfilled and there's not a pre-existing right taken away, and that's what he was trying to explain there. So the language that you're looking at there is not correct.
On page 14.
Right.
Yeah, I understand. Have you run this proposal by Senator Estes?
Yes, I've been communicating with Wren Nance, who is the committee clerk, and I sent all this information to her yesterday. I talked to her on the phone yesterday morning, and she was okay with it. I've not heard anything different, you know, since that time.
Everybody okay with that, or does everybody need some clarification? We're not. It is a little confusing, and I just want to make sure everybody understands this, what you're approving.
I think this is all up Doug is there. These people, that's how they think up there.
I don't want to belabor this, but you know the statute is all tied to the stamp requirement.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah, that's what it's all been. The commission for years has had the authority to say anybody can use the crossbow. Well, I think we've done that in the past, but it's been tied to that stamp requirement.
My only observation is that this first paragraph really doesn't specify what the disability has to be.
Well, the disability is, it's in regulation. It's currently there. There's no change to that. And I'll have to have, total loss of the use of the hand, finger, or arm that prevents you from using the recurve, compound, or a longbow. And that's currently, there's no change to that. It's in current regulations.
That's already in the regulations.
That's correct.
You haven't had real issues with that, have you? Relative
no.
to.
No, sir.
It's not become a law enforcement nightmare or something.
No, sir.
And I don't suppose there's anything we can do about it, but any concern about the minimum weight on a crossbow or the type of arrow that should be used? And then I'm just thinking about wounding issues.
We've not changed the requirement. It's 125 pound on the crossbow, and that's still in there. There's not the issue about a young person or an older person having to cock that or draw it back to use it, because crossbows these days have cranks, even electric devices to cock the bow, so you don't have that concern about the weight like we did with the other conventional equipment.
But the regulations do specify a minimum weight.
Do.
What about
125 pounds on the crossbow? There's a minimum length of 25 inches. It has to be on a stock. The commission, I guess, originally didn't want people out there with a handheld crossbow, so it has to be on a 25 inch stock to use. It has to have a mechanical safety on it. And those are all in regulation now.
How do we propose that this passes, how do we propose to issue notice or publish that and reaffirm things such as what the position statement needs to say and what the type of equipment needs to be?
I believe, you know, we've anticipated, and I believe we have something in the outdoor annual, I'll try to be correct if I'm wrong, but I think we mentioned there may be a change you need to watch. We'll be using the magazine, we'll be using the internet, the website, so we'll do everything we can to let people know, and we could certainly publish notice in the Grayson newspapers.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's important on the website that a link be easy to find that says, if this passes, this is now permitted, but you're subject to, and you should read the following and emphasize the equipment issue, for example. I think that's real important, so people just don't get the idea they can pull any old crossbow out
sure.
and go hunting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Go ahead.
Okay, the other is the laser sight, House Bill 1805, authored by Chairman Kemple. It relates to the use of laser sighting devices for hunters who have a physical disability. This, I believe the chairman was approached by the Texas State Rifle Association. It was originally intended, the thought was, just for the military with disabilities. And Chairman Kemple decided that there probably were some other groups out there that could benefit from the use of laser sight, not being able to use a regular sighting device on a firearm. So he opened it up to anyone with a physical disability, and that'll be defined, and I'll discuss that in just a minute. This bill is, with the exception of the disability, it's almost identical to the bill that was passed during the 80th session related to using laser sight if you're blind. And the commission has already adopted those regulations. We've had those since the 80th session, and not had any problems that I'm aware of out there in the field as far as enforcement. So, you know, that's working okay. The statute defines a physical disability means a person with a documented permanent physical disability that renders the person incapable of using a traditional firearm sighting device. And staff proposes a person with a physical disability may use a laser sighting device to hunt game animals and game birds during lawful hunting hours and open seasons, provided the person is assisted by a person who is not a person with a physical disability or legally blind, has a hunting license, and is at least 13 years of age. Now, on your handout, you'll note that I've underlined game animals and game birds. That was inadvertently left out of the proposal that went to the register, but it is identical to the laser sight for blind, and we'd like to include that as an amendment which I propose. Also proposing a physician or optometrist statement certifying the extent of the disability is required while hunting. Also, all provisions concerning hunter education requirements apply to persons hunting with a laser sighting device. And this not only includes the person hunting, but the person assisting. In public comment, and these two proposals were all one item in the register, so getting a total comment number here, 152 agreed, 211 disagreed with the two proposals. On the crossbow, the variety of opposition, purity of archery as a sport, there were 71 of those. It's just a lot of people are traditionalists, and they don't think a crossbow is archery equipment. Crossbow should be restricted to disabled only 30, so on and so forth. Concern that it would increase poaching, there were four comments. To my knowledge, you know, that's never been a problem. Public comment on the laser sighting opposition, blind people shouldn't be hunting. There were two.
Yeah,
laser sight should not be lawful. There were two of those. The recommendation of staff recommends the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission adopt an amendment to Section 65.11 concerning lawful means, with changes as necessary to the proposed text as published in the June 19, 2009 Texas Register. That I would be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions? Yes, sir.
Do we define traditional firearm sighting device?
We do not. That was I believe that was in the actual statute. Now, keep in mind that all of these proposals are right out of statute, but we're placing them in the statewide hunting and fishing proclamation because you have the authority to adopt means, methods, seasons, bag limits. And we could certainly define that, I think.
Has there been any confusion over that in the past, David?
That's new language to this statute. It was not in the other, for the blind hunter. It was not applied there.
Yeah. Any thoughts on that, David?
We could certainly come up with a definition. I believe we can do that. Robert's not shaking his head yes or no, so I'm not sure.
You don't want to commit yet, right? Yeah, because that can create...
That's pretty vague. I mean, it can be used... Mm-hmm. Sorry, let me retract it. It can be gained unless there's a little more definiteness to it, in my view.
Traditional to me would be, telescopic sight, open sight, a peep sight, just those traditional standard sighting devices. And... I've tried to envision, what this might be. Someone with a disability that you could hold the rifle here, but they couldn't bend their neck or head. They couldn't tip their head over or pull the firearm, the stock up to their cheek, look through a sight. A disability like that is what I had envisioned.
On the other side, though, once you get into starting to find things, then you've got to continue to find things. So
that's right.
It creates its own issues both ways.
Does the June 19th publication in the register include the phrase game animals and game birds that you said was left out?
It does. It does not.
Well, don't you need to change that request to...
I don't think that it's a substantive change. I'll defer to general counsel.
Commissioners, I'm Ann Bright, general counsel. There's a body of law involving changes that can be made to a regulation that has been proposed at the time of adoption. And basically, if it's a logical outgrowth, if it's something that could be reasonably anticipated, it's not going to affect new groups, then it can be changed without having to go back and go through the publication process over again. This one, both of these actually are I think we could, I believe, are probably a logical outgrowth of the original proposal.
Your confirmation.
Yes, sir. David's good about talking to me about these sorts of things.
Any other questions or comments from anybody? Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Does staff have any other comments or anybody? Okay. I think we're supposed to take a vote on this, huh? Yes, I need a motion and then a second. Okay. First, Commissioner Martin. Is somebody scribbling it?
Okay.
And second by Commissioner Morian. All in favor?
Before we vote, Mr. Chairman, is this going to include that we do try to formulate a definition or not? The motion, that's all I'm asking.
Well, I think it was left unclear for us.
What are your thoughts on it?
My sense is that it's probably pretty clear. If we sense a problem out there, why don't we come back to you? I think there may be some unintended consequences of trying to define it just too rigidly. I haven't heard law enforcement express a lot of concerns over that, but why don't we watch it, and if there's some issue, we come back. That would be my recommendation. If you feel strongly about it, though, we can certainly work towards a definition. We can do it however you'd like.
Give me just a second to think about this. Look at this language again, please.
Well, traditional methods of iron sights and telescopic sights. Yeah, it seems pretty clear.
Pretty straightforward.
So I might be missing something.
Okay.
David, do you have any other
technologies and everything else? Yeah, maybe we get some comments.
I think I'm okay with it. I just, as I say, I think it can mean different things to different people. I'm always trying not to leave gaps.
Sure. No, I appreciate that.
And I understand that sometimes vagueness can be okay, too.
One of the, I'm Ann Bright again, General Counsel. One other issue that Todd George, one of our attorneys, reminded me of is that because the person actually has to have a doctor's note, that's going to be another filter that will hopefully prevent some folks from gaming the system. Thoughts?
Point.
Does able hunters carry the doctor's note with them, and that's beyond their
person
when they're hunting? And
it is a requirement. Yes.
Have to be able to produce that when asked.
Good.
We can do whatever you want.
No, I'm okay with that.
You tell us.
No, I'm okay with that.
Okay. We have motions. All in favor? Aye. Any nays? Okay. All in favor, Gerald, you got it. Great, thank you. Thank you all. Agenda item number 3, action, adoption of the supplemental budget, HB 4586, 81st Texas Legislature, Mr. Mike Jensen.
Oops. Good afternoon, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Mike Jensen, and I'll try to be as brief as possible. We discussed this in the subcommittee, the House Supplemental Appropriations Bill that was House Bill 4586 did provide an additional $16 million to the Commission, $12 million related to natural disasters, which was Hurricane Ike related, which are to repair damages to Galveston Island State Park, and there's another $2 million in the supplemental bill that was related to repairs at Sea Rim State Park. And there was $1 million that was related to disaster recovery for the information technology costs that are associated with the statewide contract between IBM and Department of Information Resources. And then there's an additional $1 million that's related to the pass-through of monies from the legislature to Parks and Wildlife to the Texas State Railroad Authority. And the governor had to actually sign that bill on June 19th, and all those monies have a life 2 years from that date of signature. And I think Gene McCarty discussed that in the subcommittee. And basically at this point in time, staff recommends that you consider and adopt the proposed motion before you.
I so move.
Second.
Okay, Commissioner Duggins and second by Commissioner Hughes. Any questions, comments? I always get a little ahead of myself from anybody. I think we would like to have this money and use it. All in favor?
I jumped on.
Yeah, I noticed your eyes did. All in favor? Aye. Yes. Any negatives? Any nays? No. So, I vote. Excuse me. Okay. Let me see. So we got wow. That moved quickly. Good presentation. Thank you. Mr. Smith, this commission has completed its business. I declare us adjourned. Thank you.